This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
Expanded auto strike threat.
If the companies don't come back with an agreement, we're going to take out some more facilities.
Government funding impasse.
The U.S. House has just stalled.
East Coast storm.
Lots of rain, and it's going to be pretty gusty, too.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The week-long strike by auto workers against Detroit's Big Three at three production plants could expand in just a matter of hours. CBS's Chris Van Cleave reports the union wants significant progress toward a deal or more plants could be hit with a walkout.
Union strike! Union strike!
The United Auto Workers Union staged what amounted to practice strikes near plants in Chicago and Louisville after picketing in front of Chrysler parent Stellantis' Michigan headquarters. Already, nearly 13,000 UAW workers are on strike. Automakers say the strike's ripple effects forced temporary layoffs of roughly 3,000 others whose work depends on those closed plants. Components manufacturer CIE Nucor filed a WARN notice saying it might have to temporarily lay off nearly 300 workers due to the strike. A big concern in Coruna, Michigan.
It's really heartbreaking.
City manager Joseph Sawyer.
Any kind of extended shutdown or strike will put just undue hardship on the most vulnerable of our society.
2 hours south in Toledo, Ohio, the strike at the Jeep plant down the street is hitting the Grapevine Bar and Grill. They've already laid off servers and a bartender while lowering prices.
We're figuring it out. It's going to affect us. Hopefully this does not go on long.
For a third straight day today, the union representing striking writers meets with Hollywood studios. No firm information has emerged from the talks, but on the picket line, there's new hope the final chapter could be near.
I am hopeful. I think it should end very soon. It's terrible. Nobody's getting paid. There's solidarity amongst people, but this is a long time coming.
The White House has ordered 800 additional active duty troops to the southern border. Unpublished numbers obtained by CBS News indicate there's been a 60% jump in the number of migrants stopped at the border since July. Here's CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
Thousands of migrants have waded through the dangerous Rio Grande and entered the city of Eagle Pass, Texas. But not everyone makes it. Officials say they've recovered two drowning victims this week, including a three-year-old child. Still more are willing to take the risk. We went into Juarez, Mexico. They say they are fleeing political persecution or poverty.
Mensual, me ganó $50.
So as a nurse in Venezuela, you make $50 a month.
Mensualmente.
Eso no te alcanza. That's not enough for you to make a living.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents say the recent sharp increase in crossings is due in part to cartels seeking a profit, luring migrants who pay to cross with the promise of a better life.
These cartels are very good at what they do. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. They're focusing on migrants and the disinformation that they're feeding migrants to fuel that profit stream.
Still no success on Capitol Hill for House Speaker McCarthy in the bid to prevent a government shutdown in just over a week. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
At this moment, the U.S. Congress has not passed any of the dozen appropriations bills needed to keep the government open. There hasn't been put on paper a continuing resolution to avert a shutdown that both parties will agree to. And they would have 4 or 5 days beginning Tuesday after Yom Kippur to get that done. That's just impossible.
New York's governor says a front tire failure could have contributed to the charter bus crash on an interstate northwest of New York City that killed 2 adults and seriously injured others who were on the way to a high school band camp. 5 of the 44 on board are hospitalized in critical condition. On Long Island, where the trip originated, classmates are stunned.
One of our closest friends, she has to get stitches on the side of her face.
One of our friends was helicopter lifted.
I was in shock. I have a lot of friends in that bus. I'm close with, like, everyone. And when I heard that happen, I was like, I couldn't believe it.
Federal investigators are getting to work on the crash today. Now to California, where state officials are rewriting some rules to allow insurers to consider climate risks when setting rates. That could open the way for more companies to stay in the state and issue policies where there's a higher wildfire danger.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life, or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
An Atlantic storm system is expected to intensify into Tropical Storm Ophelia, with landfall expected in North Carolina tomorrow. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says the impact will be widespread.
You're going to be seeing heavy rain from the Carolinas all the way up through at least southern New England. Most places seeing 2 to 4 inches of rain. That is a lot of rain in a short period of time.
In Washington, a new anti-gun violence initiative will be launched today.
The president and vice president will announce the creation of the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention.
The president has said gun violence is an epidemic.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president has long supported gun control.
You know, when you hear stats of guns being the number one killer of kids, that is something that we should really be mindful to and do something about that.
Among other things, this new office will work with communities devastated by mass shootings. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
And Vice President Harris says the administration has begun the process of removing medical bills from people's credit scores. 1 in 5 people report having medical debt, and it can hurt the ability to get an auto loan or mortgage. Correspondent Cammy McCormick has new information this morning in the wake of that military jet that went down in South Carolina, and officials had trouble finding it.
The 911 phone call was placed by a North Charleston resident explaining the pilot of the F-35 had ejected and needed assistance.
We got a pilot in the house. I guess he landed in my backyard. We were trying to see if we could get an ambulance to the house, please.
I'm sorry, what happened?
The pilot was also heard on the call saying he wasn't sure where the plane was. The debris was later found.
Thousands of mattresses are being recalled, as we hear from CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
Hundreds of consumers say that mold started growing on their mattresses. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the mattresses only sold at Costco stores and on Costco.com under the Novaform brand name between January and June of this year could have been exposed to water during manufacturing.
An Indonesian court has sentenced a woman to 2 years in prison for eating pork rinds in a TikTok video. It angered religious leaders. Eating pork is forbidden in Islam.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Extreme weather is just one of the reasons that's led to a push for indoor farming.
Eden Green Technology outside Dallas is one of several indoor farming companies trying to change the way Americans get their food. Right now, greens are grown in California and Arizona. CEO Eddie Bedrina.
That model
how we grow and distribute food is broken.
He says the current food supply chain is inconsistent because of weather, expensive, and too far away from many Americans. Indoor farmed greens can be picked and on shelves within 48 hours.
It's grown closer to the consumer and has much less waste.
Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Florida's Brightline high-speed train has begun running today between Miami and Orlando. The train hits top speeds of 125 miles an hour. It's a service expansion for the first private passenger rail operation in the U.S. in a century. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Some puzzles are hard to solve. Others are hard to prove. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts.